And today we have the honor, we have the privilege of presenting. Last week we talked about rocking the boat. This week we get to talk about roping the boat and that comfort and throwing the rope to our kids. And here in our community we have a Child Evangelism Fellowship, and that's run by Rennie Vance. And they have just an incredible group that ministers all over the community to all the churches. It's very non-denominational. And she's here today and also trained one of our very own, Lori Page, who's here at our church that runs our children's ministry. And when we talk about grabbing an oar, probably not my area, but I'll tell you what, I've got some ropes. I can make a difference. I can do something. And so would you welcome them as they come up and just share for a few minutes of what God's got on their heart for kids ministry. Would you welcome them?
Well, we're excited to be up here because we have a passion for children, and we have some things that we want to share, because when they come to church, they look so adorable, and we are so excited to have them be a part of the church. But you know, we look on the outward, and God looks on the inward. And so oftentimes, we see how cute and adorable they are, but we forget how God sees them, how he sees them spiritually. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that right now.
See, God sees these children as unrighteous. Isaiah 64:6 says, all of our righteousness are like filthy rags. See, these children are polluted and infected with sin. All of their good deeds are not enough. God also sees these children as spiritually blind. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. See, unbelievers are spiritually blind. They are stumbling in the darkness. Satan doesn't want this child to see. God also sees this child as hungry. Lamentations 2:19 says, that faint for hunger in the top of every street. This child is spiritually starving. God also sees this child is sick. Isaiah 1:5b-6 says, the whole head is sick. There is no soundness in it, but wounds, bruises, and open sores. This child is sick in his sin. His head, his heart, his whole body is sick.
Well, you know, when we look at the children, we see them standing. But you know, they are standing on their own 2 feet. And unfortunately, the Bible says that they're lame. It says, blessed is the man who walks in the counsel of the ungodly. But whoever does walk in the way of sin is lame. So our children are lame. They have no legs to stand on their own. You know, not only are they lame, but they are a slave to sin. It says in John 8:34, whoever commits sin is a servant of sin and a slave to sin. And I'm sure that you guys all understand when sin gets a hold of your life, what it does. But most importantly, how God sees them is dead. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 2:1, who were dead in trespasses and sin. Romans 3:23 says, we've all sinned. We've all fallen short of God's glory, his holy, his perfectness. And it says the wages of those sin is death. And so this is how God sees our children. This is how he sees them outside of Christ. Is this how you see them? But you know, it doesn't stop there. See, there's also someone in this world who's looking to devour them, even at this stage. Because if he can devour them now, then he has them for the rest of their life. So our children are under attack. They're under attack in many ways by Satan.
Our children are under attack by drugs. Did you know that every day 296 children are arrested for drug crimes?
Our children are also under attack by the pornographer, the sex offender, the sex by sex, period. A person's moral values are generally set by the time they are 9 years old. 42% of our teenagers between 10 and 17 in this last year has seen pornography at least one time in the last 12 months. But do you know that here in Port Huron, in our three middle schools, in the last 3 years, there has been a sixth grader that has gotten pregnant every year here in Port Huron. But you know, it doesn't stop there. Satan is still attacking, and he is attacking through humanism and ethics. Humanism is believed that intelligence and reasoning are the most effective instrument that humankind possesses. Can you see how people are rationing and reasoning their sin away? They think by lifting up man, man can be God. They also, the humanistics and the philosophies, they are instilling in the public schools, even in kindergarten at an early age, those basic truths and principles. Did you know that 83% of the teens believe that moral truth is based on their circumstances, where they're at? Whatever circumstances they're in, it must be right and it must be true.
Our children are also under the attack of violence. Did you know that every day 3,477 children are arrested? 155 of those children are arrested for violent crimes every day. Also, our children are being attacked by abuse. Did you know every day that 4 children die? 3 out of those 4 children are under the age of 4. Also, our children are being attacked by cults and witchcraft. Did you know that 5 to 7 million Americans have been involved in a cult or a cult-like group? See, these cults, they have become very intelligent, and they've disguised themselves as kid-friendly or kid-appealing groups. These cults often are present in your own homes. See, they can be in interactive board games such as the Ouija board, also video games, Dungeons and Dragons, also in TV programs, and movies such as Harry Potter. Sadly to say, the number of these cults and witchcraft groups are growing in number. They're doubling every day.
Since the beginning of time, Satan has been trying to deceive us and deceive our children. He is doing a great job, and we're letting him. But you know that our God is bigger than this world.
That's right.
Our
yep.
God is bigger than Satan. And you know, he has given a right to every child. He has given a right to every child that they can know him. See, the Bible tells us in Luke 10:21 that he reveals himself to children, that he shows them himself. Also in Matthew 18:3 and in Luke 18:17, God says to enter the kingdom of God, you have to be a child. You have to think like a child. Matthew 18:6 says, children can believe and be saved. Do you know that children are being saved at early ages? As we just saw that little girl who was 5. Dr. James Dobson on Family Life Radio, he was 3 years old when he got saved. Can you see the impact of learning about God and growing in God his whole life, how he has impacted the world? You know, it doesn't stop there. See, you and me, as Christians, we have a wonderful opportunities. God says we are to help the children. We are to open their eyes. The Bible says in Acts 6:26-18, it says to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. We get to show them God's word. Not only that, we get to help them understand that they are free. They are no longer trapped in sin. They are no longer chained to sin or to slavery because he has given us victory over sin and death. In Psalms 40:2, it says, our steps are sure in him. It says, set my feet upon the rock and establish my goings. God gives us a rock to stand on. And then last but not least, one of my favorite is says, by his stripes we are healed in 1 Peter 2:24. We are no longer have the mind that is damaged, but we are healed in him by his stripes, what he did upon the cross.
God also says that once this child is saved, he will never be hungry. John 6:35 says, he that come to me shall never hunger. God also says that this child has the right to receive the robe of righteousness. Isaiah 61:10 says, he has covered me with the robe of righteousness. This child is no longer living in his sin, those filthy rags. He is covered in the robe of righteousness in the light of Christ. God also says, this is my favorite, that he now sees this child alive. He is alive in Christ. Ephesians 2:1 says, and you he has made alive. This child is no longer dead to sin. He is alive with the Lord Jesus Christ. This child is now covered with the blood of the Lamb. And he is now equipped. This child is now equipped with the armor of God. He has the power to fight Satan's attacks. Now that he has turned from his sin, God has given him the power to fight Satan. What does this look like for you and I? Well, we have the opportunity here in our children's ministry to share this with each child. I don't know what it is for you, but for me, it's sharing with these children what God has done in my own life and testifying to these children, sharing God's wonderful love and his grace. This is such an opportunity for these children that they can come to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior and they no longer have to stumble in darkness. He is armed with the power of God. I don't know what it is for you, where you might fit in our children's ministry. Maybe it's just sharing a Bible lesson with these children. Maybe you want to come and tell the story of David and Goliath and how this young boy was able to fight a giant because he believed in the power of God and he was able to trust his Lord and Savior. We can help these children fight the giants in their lives every day, the giants in your own life. Maybe for you, you're gifted with a beautiful voice or you're musically inclined and you'd like to come and lead worship with our children or teach them worship songs. Maybe you have a heart for babies or toddlers and you'd like to come and help in our nursery. Just holding those babies and playing with those children may be your gift. Or maybe it's coming out on Wednesday nights. We have an awesome Awana program that meets every Wednesday night, and it is exploding. These kids are coming out to learn about God. They are hungry, and you could be involved in that to help equip these children. Maybe you have a gift of just having that smiling face, or you have a warm personality, and you'd like to sit at the desk as the children walk through the door and greet them and make them feel comfortable, just like you do as you walk through the door here at church. Somebody greets you and makes you feel comfortable. Just high-fiving them and making them feel happy to be here and that somebody cares about them. I don't know what it is for you, but we're asking you, will you be part of our children's ministry? Will you throw these children your rope and help us to rescue them? We're going to turn this over to Pastor Mitch.
Thank you, Lori. Why don't you give her a hand and Ivan? You know, being able to kind of see our kids with the heart of God, that his desire is to save all of us. There's a beautiful scripture in Matthew chapter 25. It says, Jesus telling this story, he says, there's a king that will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. Well, I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Then they said, the righteous will say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? When did we see you thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in or needing clothes and we clothed you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? And the king will reply, I tell you the truth. When you've done it unto the least of these brothers of mine, you've done it unto me. And that's what God calls us to do. I'm not sure what God's calling you to do, feeding the hungry, working as a greeter at a desk, building something, working with the children, the worship. I don't know what it is, but I'm excited that we're giving opportunity for everyone in the church to be involved. Because if you're in my family, we all have some chores to do. It's not just mom cooking the meal and nobody cleans their plate or does the dishes. Everybody has a chore. We're family. And that's the way God wants it to be. We're family. I love what he says about these children especially. And today's focus was rope, because that's to come along with. If you have any comfort from his love, throw a rope out to someone. And our kids, Jesus' brother James said in James 1:27, religion that God our Father accepts as pure as faultless is this, to look after the orphans and the widows in their, yeah, in that ocean. Our world is full of so much distress. When I was a kid, my biggest worry was if I broke another window playing baseball in the backyard. Today, our kids have 8 years old, 7 years old, they have access to the world problems at their fingertips. The riots of Ferguson and Baltimore, the war is going on. It's right at their fingertips without even trying. We didn't have that as kids. So true religion is this, throw a rope and save someone. So here it is, here's your challenge. That's a picture of something that happens every year on the ocean, on the beaches. Those are starfish. A pastor and his wife took a vacation down to Mexico. And he walked down to the beach and he saw this, and he saw this little boy, this little Mexican boy was down there, and he was picking up starfish and throwing them into the ocean. And the preacher said, what are you doing? He says, I'm saving these starfish. The preacher looked up one side of the beach and down the other, millions and millions. And he said to the little boy, you can't possibly save all of these starfish. The little boy picked one up and he chucked it into the ocean. He said, I saved that one. Grabbed another one, saved that one. That preacher went back to his bungalow, and that night, in the middle of the night, he woke up and he walked down to the beach and he picked up starfish, and that night he just threw them in the ocean. I can't save the world, but I can save someone. I can't maybe do everything, but I can do something. My question to you is this: what are you going to do if there's any comfort from his love? Because when I was 19 years old, heavy into drugs and not even looking to a God I didn't even know existed, a man picked me up and he shared a story with me. And that's who I am today, because he couldn't save everyone in that little farm community, but he saved this one. And I've been throwing starfish for the last 30 years of my life. I'm inviting you to join me on the beach. Will you go with me? Will you go with me to save someone? On August 30th, you have an opportunity. You don't have to wait till then, but you're going to have oars. You're going to have them in your bulletin. There's going to be a couple of oar things, and you can walk over, and you can put those into someone's bucket and ask questions and say, I can do something here. I can wash the dishes. I can take out the trash. I can cook in the kitchen. I can sing on the stage. I can do something. I can do something, Pastor, because this is my family. Would you stand and pray with me? I'm so glad you could be here today. I have a heart for children and youth. I worked with youth for 25 years, and I have a heart for youth. Youth are open. 85% of people who accept Christ do so before the age of 18. 95% of people who accept Christ do so before the age of 25. Our mission is very clear: to reach people when they're setting those goals in their lives, before they get into that pattern and habit, to get back to the God who loves them. Will you join us? Father in heaven, we love you. We thank you this morning that you picked us up and you saved us. Help us, Lord, to return that. Help us to throw our rope in. In Jesus' name, amen. God